Blog Talk Radio.
My soundboard fixed,
something goes crazy. So anyway, welcome to Party or Go Home. I've got 2 hours of streaming punk rock just for you to liven up your party. Party or Go Home. Started off the show with Fuck the World. Okay, so I'm going through my list here, and I've got a crankshaft song for you. I wanted to play Let Me Out, and I can't find it, so here we go, crankshaft.
I try to tell you what to do, you don't listen anyway. I'm tired of you running, I'm tired of you crying. That's all you ever seem to fucking do. Boo, hoo, hoo. This is all I ever motherfucking hear from you. Thank you.
with Crankshaft.
Selfie.
Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whitey problems. Yourself. I don't give a shit about what you ate. I don't care about political taste. I don't care about your dead grandma. Bitch, you're wrong when you get chihuahua. I don't wanna know about your maladies. Don't post pictures of food you eat. I don't give a shit about who you're with. They suck like you. Grow you to dick. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fucking friends. Thumbs up for you, why you problems. My post fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit. Go fuck yourself. You made a post about that wedding. And no one cares about your ugly ass kid. Sequence is another that fuck, you're not that funny, your humor sucks. I don't give a shit about your friendship, connections, your new relationship. It's my sloppy second. Facebook is a fucking asshole. Fuck you and your fucking friends. Thumbs up for your whitey problems. My post fly over your head. You train wreck. Fuck you. You suck. Eat shit! And go fuck yourself!
You think that you have to, you're gonna start it there.
Catching on. In the event of an emergency, please call 911. That's just the way it is, you know. just the way I see it. That's just the way this is done. The way I see it, the way I see it. That's just the way I see it. I can't fit it everywhere. The way I see it, the way I see it. That's just the way I see it. Leave it now, place is bad. The way I see it, the way I see it. That's just the way I see it. Second watch, principle of war. I just can't take it anymore. I just can't take it.
it's a zombie fighting a shark!
Cool.
Having a wonderful Christmas Eve and having a good time. I'm looking for a song and I can't find it. Well, then I'll play the next best thing. Here we go, Twisted.
Like a
Ned Mark Rude.
Oh!
Death on the Radio, the secret word is, safe word is when. We have a guest call in, Tequila Mockingbird. How are you?
Hey, how you doing there, Canvas Candyland Ranch?
Hey. Well,
Happy
I'm
Christmas.
Here. I'm
Happy
here
Christmas.
In no man's land.
Oh, there are plenty of men. They're on the other side of the radio.
Well, your punk rock museum was had a great turnout, and it was really successful. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's nice to know that 11 years after we started that we're still rocking.
That's right. Rolling.
Yeah. We started at KGB Studios downtown L.A., and we have had a number of pop-ups in between locations, but we finally found a home at Rubicon Records and Tapes on Edgemont and Santa Monica, across from Santa Monica Boulevard in Hollywood, across from
That cute little cafe right next door, too, you know. Get a little thirsty from, you know, slamming in the pit. No.
Yeah, but we actually had a mini pit. It was very interesting because it was a COVID-friendly pit that we had during Nervous Gender and Shimmer Bed and lovely Linda LeSabre from Linda LeSabre and her exotic drums. She was in Death Ride 69 back in the day. And so it was all old school people. And we're located right across the street from Linoleum City on Santa Monica Boulevard.
I could use some linoleum.
We've got plenty of linoleum. In fact, like sometimes when I talk about the museum, people say, oh, my God, Linoleum City, that's where I get my linoleum. So it seems to be that that's a popular corner. Then
yeah.
We're going to be coming back on January 27th. We're having a punk museum. It's going to be basically a club, and once a month you get to come to the club. And this month we're going to – coming up, this month coming up is going to be Mau Mau's versus Motorcycle Boy. And an acoustic duel with Francois versus Rick Mau Mau. And Seth from Motorcycle Boy versus Paul Mars Black, and a band called Crisis Actor, who are new punks, because we feature new punk rock as well. We're looking to the future of the music and finding people that are music appropriate to the location. And and a band called Stinky Flesh, and they're pretty fabulous. They're part of the Green Jello contingent. Last week we had Shimmer Bed, who are also from Green Jello, because Green Jello is basically a 33-piece band and it's comprised of little bands. So, it's pretty rock and pretty exciting, and we sold our first painting by Nora Novak, who actually in 1989 I named my band Trouble for Nora, and everybody thought it was about Johnny Rotten's wife, but it was really about Nora, because she was dating Durst Scratch from Fear, and I knew she was going to get into trouble.
Right.
So I called my band Trouble for Nora. So, so everything's going great. Yeah, pretty exciting listening to your rock and roll show this morning, and wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and Happy Hanukkah and Merry Crimbo. And happy Kwanzaa and happy Punkmas. I could go on.
Happy Punkmas. Yeah, I like that. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Tequila. You know, we've been friends for, 40-some years?
42 years, girly.
Dang. Where was the time gone?
It hasn't gone anywhere. We're standing in the same spot, and the world just keeps turning around.
That's true, huh?
Yeah. No, we're still rocking. We're still rocking, and we're still here. And those that aren't here are still here, too. They're just not visible. So, you know, we want to say, you know, send love to those that didn't make it through the year. That, and all the punks that have ever lived, we want to say Merry Christmas to them, too.
That's right. Well, I got a Christmas song, Drinking with Santa, just for those that were toasting. Merry Christmas.
Love.
Never a bad lad, but Christmas of the 21st, he went stark raving mad, drinking in his favorite bar early Christmas Eve. He come a guy with a big old bag and a pipe between his teeth. He said, I'm looking for a partner who could hang with me. I said, I got a little time before I gotta leave. I was drinking with Santa, 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 drinking with Santa. We get drunk on Christmas Eve, and when it's time for him to leave, the elf is pulling me in the sleigh, and Rudolph reindeer lights his way. Hey, Bobby, what do you want for Christmas this year?
My Christmas wish this year is on the world will have good cheer. If that don't come to pass, let's all go.
Getting late and we was pretty drunk. Elf came in a yelling and got us in a funk. Table turning over, the elf was throwing chairs. We all got out and ran out and falling down the stairs. We all got out of the sidewalk and there was down the sleigh. Cops gave him a ticket and sent him on his way. Drinking with Santa, drinking with Santa. 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 Kind of drag before he leaves, he smoked his bag and then he put him in his sleigh and Rudolph reindeer got away. Drink, 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 it was Santa. 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 Santa ain't no kind of drag before we leave, he smoked his bag. Then he also put him in his sleigh and off he goes and flies away.
In Hollywood tonight in L.A., Tequila?
Oh, man, at my house, of course.
Your house.
Yeah, well, you know, we're celebrating Lemmy's birthday today because the day before Christmas is not just Christmas Eve, it's Lemmy Kilmeister's birthday. And we got to wish that guy, the big guy, a Merry Christmas wherever he is in the universe. Yeah?
Yeah, did you see that picture Don Bowles posted of him and Lemmy back in 81? Oh, I forgot how handsome Don was back then. Such a young boy. Ooh, he was so cute.
I don't know. He was never my type. Lemmy was my type. I like him tough and gnarly. I like my men like I like my coffee.
I like my coffee milk. Blonde and sweet.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Well, I don't know how sweet, but yeah, I like them bitter and with no sugar, right? No, they're sweet. I bring all the sugar.
And when
I bring
the
all
safe
the sugar
word?
To the relationship. Yeah. But I do like that lovely brown, light brown shade. Yes. Yes. Well, we love Lemmy and we wish him a Merry Christmas. Him and Filthy. And the band is back together in the other atmosphere. That's the thing about death. It brings the bands together again.
Rock and roll heaven.
That's right. Rock and roll heaven. And you know what, Candy? I forgot to tell you. Santa wants to get together with you because he says he needs one more O.
You fucking shit.
Hello, baby. This is Sam. Will I what? You want what? I don't know, baby. You been good? Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't you go out and buy one of my records and we'll see what we can do. Well, Santa's got a record. He wants it to be number one. With a bullet.
Mr. Dubedio.
Hmm.
You're Mr. DeBedio?
Right.
Good. Hendrix is sent with word for DeBedio. A melody sweetie for to tapio fiti. Mm-hmm. So sit down and relax. This isn't a quiz. It's just a little lesson in the movie biz. You want to make a movie. He puts up the cash. You spend time being groovy. Your movie's gonna be a piece of trash. You are the producer. He is the financier. If he loses money, the blame is on you, sir. What in the world could be more clear? Got to deliver. The product is king. This Stanislavski crap don't mean a goddamn thing. Beauty and business, you may have confused. He didn't say he wanted it good. He said he wanted it Tuesday. You, DeBedio, are through, DeBedio. You thought that you were safe, but you were wrong, wrong, wrong. So shoot, think, edit, but fast. You haven't got long.
Yeah. I'm glad you owe me.
That was a little El Duce squeezed in there. He's trying to make a connection here.
Oh, yeah. Eldon.
Don't you remember him from the cafe?
Oh, yeah. Amazing song. I mean, who doesn't want to fuck when they're that jacked up? To fuck or be fucked, that is the question. Or be a fuck. I'm just a little fuck. La, 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 la. Never mind. More, more, more punk rock from Candace.
There you go.
We'll be right back.
I don't know, but don't tell Grandma.
I ain't going to tell nobody.
Crank
Boy,
chat.
I'm so glad to be talking to you.
I didn't mean to cut you off. What'd you say?
I said, I'm so glad punk rock is still politically incorrect.
Aha. By the original Crankshaft with Lino Lousy on vocals.
99 bottles of beer on the wall.
How's
yeah,
why?
For sure, I like it when it's all crazy like you play it. What
mm-hmm.
you got for us next, Candy?
How about Cops from Hell?
Is that fucked up? You want to do it again?
Dark land, USA, don't be fun, don't be gay, kick your ass, it's not like me, you can be what you wanna be, I'm a cop pretty, can't tell, gonna be a cop from hell, a killer cop from hell, you're a cop from hell, you're a cop from hell.
Here's one you might remember. You remember Brandon Cruz with Dr. No?
Oh, Dr. No. Hey, Brandon Cruz. Yeah.
This is a Merry Christmas wish to Brandon and all of his friends out there in Slammy Valley.
Get off. What do you think of that?
Okay.
Set fuck!
That was were you there when they did that?
I was there when they did that at Mystic Records when I was a receptionist there, working for Doug Moody in his office. And yes, Brandon and I became really good friends. And I did some concerts with him after Bill Bixby got sick, because when he was in the courtship of Eddie's father, I was a big fan of his when he was just a little kid. So, and I always had this theory that Eddie's father and Mr. French really did.
Yeah. I'm waiting for a punchline here.
I was saying the courtship of Eddie's father. Eddie's father and Mr. French really did. Fist fuck!
Okay. Well, you know, that was a ad lib thing that Brandon just came up with off the top of his head, you know. And I registered it with Brandon as the songwriter for that. I told him he needed to register because he hadn't registered, you know, as a songwriter. So I started him off by registering his song for him.
Very good. Very good. Well, Brandon is a great guy, and I talked to him recently. He's doing wonderful. He's got kids, and it's, you know, I mean, all these punk rock fathers out there, we want to say Merry Christmas to you. And punk rock mothers, we want to say Merry Christmas to you. And just plain you mothers out there.
That reminds me of BYO, Youth Brigade. I want to be a punk rock mom. Doo, doo, doo.
There you go. That's what we're talking about. Well, most of you work at Mystic. You create the label at Mystic. You make the music, and you love the music, and you listen to the music, and you play the music. So, when you're living punk rock, you're living the punk rock life, woman.
That's right. And here's one from the boys over on the other side of the pond. Bleed, punk degenerate.
Yeah.
got quite a lot going on over there in England right now.
Yes, they've got lots of problems with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, who's causing all kinds of trouble and controversy in the royal family. It's a travesty, I say, and I'm so sad that the Queen is dead. Long live the Queen and long live the King.
Well, I have a song just for that, too. Let me see, where am I at here? I need to rearrange my soundboard so I can find things easier.
Yes, you must, because if I'm going to be a co-hostess, we're going to have to be organized in the 2023 season.
Okay, so...
Right. Yes. All righty. She's a California girl, folks.
That's right. That's right. Okay, here we go. No, I already played that one. All right, here we go. Sheik's a Shake.
All right. So you guys should, you should write Candace a Merry Christmas on her Facebook. You know, I think you should all check in and say,
you made this?
Yep. What do you think, buddy? It sucks.
Suck.
Sounds like Bobby Bratt, but I know Bobby wouldn't sing anything like that. When she shouts out
Bobby
real loud.
Yes.
Yeah, she does kind of sound like her. I don't know, maybe it was a goof-off thing she did in the studio one time. I don't know. I have a lot of clips of stuff that were live in the studio.
Yeah, totally. I'm talking to Francois right now, and I'm telling him that you said hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
Sounds good to me. I was just like putting the bill out there for January 27th at Rubicon Records, where we're going to have Crisis Actor, Mau Mau's versus Motorcycle Boy and Thinky Flesh. So it should be pretty rocking. Thinky Flesh. If it sounds freaky, it's because it is.
Well, I'll drink to that. Here's for the Rotten Branch.
Right on.
I know a place not far from this town. The wine is quite cheap and the people as well. The beer tastes like liquor and the liquor's like dirt. So join us in laughter, misery, and life. The ships are plenty, but it's always one shore. The bar is loaded, but drink is the four. The bouncers are blind, and the bartender's generous. Before you know it, you stumble inside. There are empty glasses everywhere, and a drunken person here and there. It all keeps going through day and night. Try to visualize, you try to visualize. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the brink of the dream. Traveling life on the borders of sanity. They're on the brink of the dream. I'll push the chains down to the taboo. Killing's not breathing, but I'm sure it's alright. And I'm just ignoring the untimely fact. No one cares if you're wrong or if you're we're right. We're all members of the alcoholic family. They're on the brink of the dream. Traveling life on the borders of sanity. They're on the brink of the dream. There was a time when I lived in a home, warm and comfy, but always alone. I realized it's not wrong, it's just me being me, making it back to my family. Just itching to get hands on a beer. Eric just woke up to a drunk public chase. Joe is just standing through round 23. It's not really a game just between you and me. We're all members of the alcoholic family.
They're on the brand of the dream.
Traveling for life on the borders of sanity.
They're on the brink of the dream.
They're on the brink of the dream.
From Sweden.
Just like old times.
Oh, yeah. Got a little ska mix here from Vomit coming up.
It doesn't matter how old you are.
time of year in which one can sit in front of a dead tree and eat candy out of socks.
Absolutely. There's nothing like it. Only once a year was the Lord born and later on be crucified by, I don't know, public opinion. I mean, he wasn't even Donald Trump.
There's only a few more shopping days left until your loved ones find out how little you understand them.
Yeah. Yes. Well, happiness is a warm gun. And
that's right. Mm-hmm.
So do you have any rigor mortis for me?
Well, we're winding down to the last couple minutes of the show. We've got less than 2 minutes to go. So,
all right, well, play me something sweet and tender.
Sweet and tender. Okay, here you go. Rich Kids on LSD. Laughing, think positive, and Merry Christmas to everyone. It's time for us to go. See you all later.
All right. It's over, but we love
That's
you.
Right.
Merry Christmas. Happy, happy
Thanks.
Christmas.
That's right. And whatever you celebrate, do it with mystic.
Thank you.